answer upon a midnight dreary one. I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. Well, I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a chapping as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember it was in lonely December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wish the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books a seeds of sorrow, sorrow for the lost and all. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name and all, nameless here forevermore. And the silken sad uncertain rustling of each bubble curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So then to mount to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. That it is, and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating there no longer.
Sir,
said I, I was napping, and so gently you came tapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you hear. I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more. Into the darkness peering long, I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, and nothing more. Back into the chamber, turning all my soul within. Soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more. Open air I flung the shelter when with many a flight and flutter in the step to stately saintly days of yore. Not the least of essence made nor a minute stopped or stated, but with mine a lord or lady perched upon my chamber door, perched above a bust of Parnassus just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no raven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lonely name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. But I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though it's absolute meaning little relevancy bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing but above his chamber door. But a beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, with such a name as nevermore. But the raven sitting lonely on the placid bust spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did abhor. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered of a friend's have flown before. All no more he will leave me as my hopes have flown before, and the bird said nevermore. Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it honors is its only storm and storm. Caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs were burnt and more. Till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore. Oh, never, nevermore. But the raven still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushion seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then upon the velvet sinking I betook myself to linking fancy onto fancy, thinking what this honest bird of yore. Watch this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore? Mountain croaking, nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the foul whose fiery eyes now burnt into my bosom's core. This and more while sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed by an unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee by these angels he hath sent thee. Respite, respite, and nepenthe from thy memories of the north. Quaff, oh, quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost and all. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still embowered devil, where the tempter sent or where the tempest tossed thee here ashore. Desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant aiden it still clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word a sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's brutalium shore. Leave no black plume as a token of thy lie that soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight over him streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul throws